This is Actors, written by C.B.I., read by Mistborn Hero, a sensate podfic rated for general audiences featuring the relationship Hernando Fuentes, Lito Rodriguez, Daniela Velázquez. It is tagged for Talking. Summary. Hernando watches their show and listens to their story from home. Yes, yes, I'll call you tomorrow. No worries, no worries. Ciao, Juanito. Hernando looked up when Daniela finished her call and frowned. Her tone with this Juanito was bubbly, warm, a touch less playful than how she spoke with him and Lito, but her face was serious, tight mouth and downcast eyes. He didn't like it. Trouble? He asked, trying to keep it casual. He wanted to lie to himself, to say it couldn't be that bad, but Lito had been outed. An international mutant conspiracy had targeted the cluster, and Daniela had come to them to escape a gangster who hit her. It could easily be quite bad. Daniela looked at him, and her face came alive, interested, bright. Fucking actors, thought Hernando. He loved it, of course, their ability to trot out a feeling as needed to make their emotions disappear and disappear at will. But it made it harder to know if they needed his shield or his chancla. She laughed. No, no, no trouble. Juan's my agent. He loves me. Her fingers tapped restlessly on her phone screen. In a good way. He respects me, and my work. Hernando said nothing, raised an eyebrow. From the surprise in her voice when she had picked up, he was pretty sure she hadn't been expecting the call. She hadn't auditioned or sent out any tapes since they went into Brazil. He had been unsure, in fact, if she still wanted to act, or if he should push Lito to formally hire her as a PA. But an unexpected call from an agent who loves you should be good news. He let the silence hang, like he had forgotten his line. 6 episodes on El Último Suspiro. Starting next week. They had someone lined up, but she broke her ankle, so... She shrugged. My good luck? Is it? Asked Hernando. He really couldn't tell. If she were happy about this, he would expect her to be up and packing, or booking tickets, or at least texting Lito, not sitting on the couch trying to sell him on the idea. Of course, of course. She popped up and headed to the kitchen. Is there any of that mole left? I can get us lunch. Hernando greeted Lito at the elevator. It wasn't odd, the novelty, the freedom of being able to stand in their apartment hallway and kiss was something he indulged in quite frequently. It wasn't that there were no paparazzi. They were living in LA. The paps were everywhere. But that he wasn't a secret, a threat to Lito's career. He could still be a refuge, an oasis, but even more, he could be a steady support in the daylight. He loved it. Loved kissing Lito and putting his arms around him under the sun. Lito had to take everything up to 11 and bent Hernando backward like a tango dancer while he laughed into Hernando's mouth. How are you, querido? Hernando was just a little bit off balance as Lito pulled him upright. Or at least, that was his excuse for draping himself all over his lover, putting his mouth at Lito's ear. Danny got offered a telenovela part, but she seems ambivalent. Talk to her? Lito pulled Hernando's fist to his mouth, kissed delicately at Hernando's knuckles. Anything you need, I can give, he meant, a gesture he had picked up playing Jaime in Sangre Sangria. But somehow, Hernando's very clear message of "you have to talk to her" got twisted in Lito's brain to "we should talk to her," and now no one was eating the tamago rolls it took Hernando 3 tries to get right. Dani was giving him a look like he had betrayed her confidence, and Lito was very clearly channeling the soft and solemn Padre Cristóbal from Luchador de la Luz, when he should have put on a personality a lot more fun. Dani took a deep breath and pulled her face together. Not warm or open, but disinterested, like her career was a topic of no importance to anyone at the table. I haven't really decided if I'm going to take the part. I guess I'll know when I tell Juan. I'll probably call him tomorrow night. He won't expect me to get back to him so fast. She took a piece of her sushi and began to tear it to bits with her chopsticks. Well, I know telenovelas can seem like a step backward from feature work artistically, but the international syndication brings you to a whole new audience. Big in Japan is a thing for a reason, said Lito, with that air of gentle overcorrection that hinted at Padre Cristóbal's status as a secondary villain. Hernando sighed and put seaweed salad on Lito's plate, hoping to distract him. I don't remember, lied Hernando. Did you read for this part, or did they just like your work? They liked my work. The casting director cast me as a lawyer in a movie once, and a teacher another time. She remembered me. Dani smiled. It's nice to know I can make an impression. Well, what did that mean? Hernando wondered. When do you not make an impression? He asked. Dani stuffed 2 pieces in her mouth and shrugged. I think, said Lito slowly, like he was thinking through the words as he said them, that it is exciting for you to get called Mr. Rodriguez by a lazy reporter, but it is not the same for Dani. He turned to look at her directly, with soft, big eyes, aching with sincerity and sympathy. So I don't understand why you're not grabbing the opportunity to put your name out in the public, not linked with mine. In a way that's about showcasing your talent and not... He waved his hand to indicate all of the nonsense speculation that now floated around the 3 of them. Dani rolled her eyes. It's not about my reputation, she chortled, an ugly, bitter laugh. I don't want to go, she said. I make bad decisions when I'm alone, when I'm lonely. She crossed her arms and pulled back from the table, just a little. I don't want to have to ask to come back, home. And that broke Hernando's heart. Oh, Dani. He got up to stand behind her, put his hands over hers. My home is not complete without you. That's why I left that one time he let you go. Lito came around the table to put his arms around both of them. I don't call just anybody family, Daniela. It means that I love you, and I'll protect you with all of my skills and everything the cluster can do, too. He hummed thoughtfully. It's not just us 3, you know? We can make this work. Half past 9 wasn't exactly late even for a Tuesday, but Hernando was thinking of going to bed. He wanted to check in first, and Daniela wasn't online yet. Amanita's green light was on, though, so he rang her. She's almost done for the night, was what Amanita said when she connected. The prosthetics took longer than expected this morning, and that pushed everything back.
Hello, Amanita. How are you and your wife? Hernando replied, obeying the rules of politeness, even when someone felt they were so close as to dispense with the niceties, was one of the ways he expressed his inner romantic.
Good evening, Hernando. Nami is taking a break from her regular work, writing up a couple of patches for BIM. She said something about swimming and cooking, too, when we left this morning. I stole Danny's script and was able to follow along with filming today. I might be fluent in Spanish by the time we leave, which will be great. Thank you for asking. How are you and Lito?
Hernando knew that Amanita's small talk was just to humor him, that she started conversations where she left off because they spoke so frequently and had become so close. They were not talking past each other, but indulging each other's ideas of close conversations. Lito had a short filming day today. He's almost finished with his scenes. I've been packing up the apartment so we can come home as soon as he's done. We've done so much international travel, what with... He waved his hand beside his head. Everything, that I haven't seen my mother in 6 months. We used to have lunch every Wednesday and dinner every other Sunday.
Three of my parents are coming down in 2 weeks. It will be the first we've seen them since the wedding. I just hope Daniela can meet them, at least for a bit. I think little Papa will really like her.
He thought for a second, not about asking what Amanita meant about three of her parents, because it was probably a story, and he was mostly calling to hear about Danny, and even though it wasn't really late, Hernando was tired, the way physical work always made him, even more tired than dancing or just exercise never seemed to do. But he opened his mouth and asked, "You have three parents, or more than that? How did you get them all?" Because Amanita was his family, too. He wasn't sure how to call it, although Amanita and Nami had suggested Metamor. He wasn't sure it was right to call the members of the cluster lovers, except for the ones who really were. And they weren't close enough for siblings. Prima, maybe.
"One mom and three dads, actually,"
started Amanita, her face lighting up as she started to tell him the story of her life, and he started to listen. The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2024. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed. If no one has picked up the prompt... This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2024 as a treat, feeling the prompt of literally anything for Lito and Amanita. For Lito, Hernando, and Daniela. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.